Okay, beginning of the new parak, Pezayin Amin Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Aisha bizman shehi bebeis bala, a woman, so as long as she's spending yontiv in her husband's house, meaning she's not, they're not planning on going to her parents for yontiv, so then, shachar alea bala v'shachar alea avia, so even if her father shechted for her, but since she's staying at home, so her husband shechted for her and her father shechted for her, the assumption is that Taicha Mishal Balo, that she probably wants, since she's staying home, she probably wants to join the chabura of her husband, and therefore she could eat from her husband's chabura and not from her father's chabura. Halcha Regel Rishon Lasis Beveis Avia. Let's say the first yontiv after their marriage, so, which was the custom in those days that they used to go, they used to go to her parents for that first yontiv. So if on the first yontiv they were going to her parents, and again the same situation happened, shachar alei avia v'shachar alei bala, both her father and her husband shechted for her, so then, techo b'makim shehi roitza, since she's not in her husband's house, she's by her father, so there's a tzad to say that she wants, she'd rather be in the chabura of her father than in the chabura of her husband. So over here, the way we're learning the mission now, it seems that she has a choice. The Gemara will explain this a little bit better. That she, if she wants, she could be in her husband's chabur. If she wants, she could be in her father's chabur. Let's say yosoim sheshachtu aleh apetropsim. Let's say there was a yosoim, and even though normally each yosoim has only one apetropis, this yosoim for whatever reason had more than one apetropis, and each apetropis shechted for the yosoim. So again, which group does he join? Does he join Apotropos A or Apotropos B? So this says the Mishnah, Yochob Makom Shiraitza, so it's up to the Yosem. If he wants, he could eat by this Apotropos. If he wants, he could eat by that Apotropos. Eved Yoshnei Shutfim, if there was an Eved Kenani that belongs to two different people, their partners in the Eved, so Lo Yechom Mishal Shneim, he can't eat from either one. And the reason is, like we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi explains that because each one only has jurisdiction over half of him. So when each one was memana him on their Karban Pesach, they only were memana the half that belongs to them. The other half, they were never memana. So he can't eat by Reuven's Karban Pesach because of the half that belongs to Shimon, and he can't eat by Shimon's Karban Pesach because of the half that belongs to Reuven. So his only Eitzah is that Reuven and Shimon join together, and they both agree to be Mamanahim onto the same group. But if Reuven does it on his own, and Shimon does it on his own, so Reuven can't affect Shimon's half, and Shimon can't affect Reuven's half, and therefore, he's not going to be able to eat from either one. Similarly,
why isn't he his own person, like,
I mean, he is his own person, but he doesn't have his own money, so usually he's not going to join himself into a chaburus, so someone joined for him. If someone joins for him, the shaila is, could they do it or not? Or do they have the jurisdiction over him to do it? Lamaisa, someone else owns him.
So it's a money thing that he can't pay for his own car.
Right, he can't do his own, right, and since he does belong to his master, let's say it was a full Eved Kenani, and he belongs to his master, so it's because he's a possession of his master can make his decisions. His master can decide, you're part of this chabura. But over here, each master could only do that for half of him, so he's going to be stuck. Similarly, Misha Chetiv Eved Chetiv Ben Chayrin, let's say a similar situation, he used to belong to two partners, and then one partner freed him, so now he's half Eved, half free. So Lo Yechol Mishal Rabbi, so it's the same thing, if his master shechts for him, again, that which the master shechted from him is only for the half that belongs to him. The half that's free isn't automatically included. Of course, if he asks the Eved and the Eved wants to join his chabura, so the half that's free, he can make that decision on his own. But if the master did it without asking the Eved, behind the Eved's back, so he only could shechts for the Eved, the part that belongs to him, the part that he has jurisdiction on, which is half. The other half, which is free, he can't make decisions for, and therefore he's only half part of this chabura, not fully in this chabura, and he can't eat from the chabura.
The shnei balim, if he's an evet of shnei shutzen,
right?
They can give permission to each other also.
Right. That's what I said before. Yeah, in economy, the eights would be that they join together and they just collectively decide to that he should join one of the two chaburas. Our mission is talking that they didn't do that. Each one acted on their own without discussing with the other one. Okay, so says the Gemara, Shamet min no yesh brera. Going back to the Reisha says, an Isha, so if by the regal Rishon she went to her husband, she went to her father, so then she has a choice. She could either eat from her father or from her husband. So the pashtus of the mission sounds like she could decide b'shas achila which one she wants to join. That means now that she decided b'shas achila, we're going to say that even though you have to be part of the chabur b'shas l'shchita, we're going to say that her decision now will retroactively make it that she was part of that chabura from the time of the shchita. So if that's the case, shalom mina yesh brera. So we should have a riot from our mishnah that we say yesh brera. Because if you say yesh brera, it's very good. Because each one says, I'm checking for her if she so decides. Later on, when she decides, so it comes out of her double lafreya that retroactively she was part of that chabura the whole time. So says the Gemara, no, you don't have to say that that's the pshat in the Mishnah. My right of b'shas shchita, when our Mishnah says it's up to her, means it's up to what she was thinking b'shas the shchita. But anachanami, if b'shas the shchita she didn't know and she didn't make up her mind either way, so later on it's not up to her to decide anymore because it's too late and ain't brayer. V'raminu, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, so when she's bebeis bala, she's automatically included in her husband's karban pesach, and when she's bebeis aviyah, so then it's up to her to decide if she, there's no stomach, it's up to her to decide if she is in her husband's karban pesach or in her father's karban pesach. V'raminu, on that we'll ask Astira, we have a bryson that says, Isha, regular Rishon, a woman at the first yomtiv that she's married, then Eichel's Mishal Aviyah is automatically assumed that she's joining her father's carbon, not like our Mishnah would say that it's up to her to decide. Mikam ve'eloch, after the first yomtiv, from the second yomtiv and on, then Reitzel Eichel's Mishal Aviyah, Reitzel Mishal Bala, then it's up to her to decide if she wants to join her husband or her father, and we don't automatically say, like our Mishnah, that after the first yantiv, she's mistama joined onto her husband's chabura. So says the Gemara, Lekasha, kambi redufa leilech, kambi she'ena redufa. One is talking about a lady who has that tendency, she's constantly running to her father, so then the assumption is more with the father, so the first yantiv, it's automatically a given that she wants to join the father, and even the subsequent Yom Tovim, there's at least a Havamina that she wants to be with her father, and therefore we have to ask her, does she want to be with the father, or she wants to be with her husband, there's no stoma. Masha Enkin, a lady who's in Redufa, to go to a Beis Aviyah, so then the first Yom Tov, it's only a Suffolk, maybe she wants to join the father, maybe she wants to join her husband, after the first yantiv, so then it's the pashtas is that she, since she's ain redufa, she wants to be with her husband, and automatically we assume that she's on her husband's chabur, even without asking her to decide which one she wants to be part of. Now the pashtas pshat in our gemara, redufa and ain redufa, is totally in her tendency. If she has a tendency to run, so that's the bright. So if she doesn't have that tendency, then that's the time of the mishnah. But the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara brings a pasuk which seems a little bit not like that, and so therefore there are Rishayim, places included, that say that it's not a tendency of ladies. All ladies, right away, are redufa leilich. In the beginning of their marriage, they want to go back home and show off to their father of how much their husband is machshev them. So redufa leilich is an automatic. Any lady's redufa leilich until she had a chance to go show off in front of her father. So if that happened, that's the mishnah. If it didn't happen yet, so that's the brisa. Dichsiv, where do we see this concept of
redufa? How does this reconcile with the answer that it's b'shas shchita, meaning the answer to our Mishnah by when we thought that Yesh Bira Ein Bira, when we were trying to prove Yesh Bira, the response to the Gemara was no, she chose Bishashchita.
Right.
So if that's the case, why does Redufa matter? I mean, if she chose Bishashchita, that's an obvious right.
According to the Mishnah, she has to choose Bishashchita, you're right. So if we asked her and she chose Bishashchita, it's automatic, but the ratio, let's say the ratio of our Mishnah, Isha Bizman Sheba Beis Bala Shachar Aleha Bala, that means we don't even have to ask her. We could just automatically assume that she wants her husband. So even in the event that we didn't ask her, so she didn't choose Bishas Shchita, she didn't know about it before the Shchita, we could automatically assume that she wants her husband. If it was Halchah revolution to Beis Aviyah, so then it's up to her to choose. So therefore, if we asked her before, so then obviously we know. If we don't ask her before, so then she's stuck if you hold the embrayer. So the nafkamina would be in the case that we didn't ask her. And the price would be the opposite. A lady who's redufa, so then if it's revolution and we didn't ask her, we could automatically assume that she wanted, the stamma is that she wanted Mishal Aviyah. If it's Mikan ve'eloch, so then we don't know which one she wants. So if we asked her, then we asked her. If we didn't ask her, so now we're stuck because ain't Brera. Right? So
that's not called Brera, meaning we know.
Where there's a stoma, you don't have to come on to Brera because we have a right to assume. It's like an anan sabi kemat. Like, we know that this is what she wants. And where there's a ratza, so then, Echanami, if we asked her, we know. But the nafkamina would be that since if we didn't ask her, that's cool for why she stuck. Because since there's no stomach either way, and we didn't ask her, therefore, Ein Breyer says we don't know where she's included. So the nafkamina would be in the, you're right, if we asked her, we asked her. The nafkamina would be in the event that we didn't ask her, is it that there's a stomach one way that we could assume that she's part of that chabura, or there's no stomach, and therefore we don't know which one she wants, and therefore she's stuck. Deceive. So the Gemara says, where do we see this concept of an Isha that's Redufa Leilech? Because it says that Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Aza Yisi Ve'enav Kevaitzei Shalom, then I was in his eyes like someone who is found complete, like a wife who's found complete in the eyes of her husband. Ve'amar Rav Yochanan, Kikala Shanimta Shleimu Ve'veis Chameo, like a Kala, that when she gets married and then her husband loves her and finds her to be complete, finds her to be all that he wants, while when he takes her back to his house, meaning so she's by her father-in-law's house, Urdufa Leilech Lahagish Shvaka, the Beis Aviyah, and therefore she's running to go tell off her Shvach, how much she's loved and how much she's dear to her husband's family, back to her father's house. So this is where we see that this concept of Urdufa Leilech, but we see from here that it's a normal thing. That's what I was explaining before from Taisis, that it's a normal thing for a kala to run and say over her shvach. It's not that we're talking about a lady who happens to be homesick and that's why she's running. No, that is the norm, that when a lady is found to be shalom b'veis bala, she goes and says that over to her father's house. Look, I'm okay. Look at how much they like me. And so as long as she's in the matzah, that she didn't have that opportunity to do it yet, so then she's Redufa Leilech. Once she already did that, so she's no longer Redufa Leilech. Now, the next Kiddushin they take out, because this is not a Hemshech, this seems to be just a new drasha about a Kala B'Beis Aviyah versus a Kala B'Beis Bala. So either they, your girl is Kiddushin, or they take out the word Marshal, take out this word totally, and they say, V'haya Bayemahu. Pasuk says it will be on this day, a Pasuk in Hosea. Nu'um Hashem, Tikra Ishi Vela Tikri Li Oibali. You'll be called Ishi, you'll call me, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ishi, and not, no longer Bali. So, in Ksubis is explained that Ishi is a Lashon of after Nesu'im when there's Ishus. Bali means that there's a Kedushin, he owns her, but he's not, there's no Ishus yet created, meaning it's after the Kedushin but before the Nesu'im. So on that day we'll be closer, the relationship between us will be stronger, that you'll call me Ishi, V'leitikri li'ay Bali. So Amar Bechanan, Kekala Ve'ez Chamiya, like a Kala, when she's already in her father-in-law's house, meaning it's after the Nesu'in, so she's already goes to live by her husband in her father-in-law's house, like a kala bebeis aviyah, not when she's still bebeis aviyah, I mean she's already a kala, she already had kedushin, but she didn't as of yet have nesuin, and therefore she's still bebeis aviyah. Achis lanu ketana, v'shadai meino, the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Achis lanu ketana, we have this young sister, the Shadayim Ein Lo, who does, she didn't yet mature, so she doesn't yet have Shadayim, her breasts are not yet mature. Amar Birchanon, Zu Elam, this is referring to Elam, the Medina of Elam, which is where Shushan was. Shazachsa Lomoid, the Lezachsa Lelameid. There was Zaychet to be Talmid Chachamim over there who learned Torah, but they weren't Zaychet to teach other people. I mean, Daniel came from Elam. And he himself was Zeicha Lomai, but we don't find that he was ever Melamed Klai Yisrael. Whereas other Nevi'im and other leaders of the nation, we see by them that they were even Melamed. So the Achaz Lanu Ketana V'Shadai Mein Lo is referring to Elam, because just like a girl without Shadayim, so she can't nurse, she can't give over to anybody. So too, Elam was that their Talmid Chacham was like to learn, but we don't find anybody from there who rose to the level that they were Melamed Klal Yisrael. Then the pasuk says, "Ani Shayma Achayma, I'm a wall. The Shaddai coming dolas, and my Shaddai, my breasts are like towers." So over here, we're going to have two pshat and what that refers to. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Ani Chayma Zu Teira." Ani Chayma is referring to the Teira. The Teira is like a wall that protects Klal Yisrael, the Shaddai Kamigdolos, and then my Shaddai, my breasts are like towers, which offers even more protection, like watchtowers. Eilu Talmid Chachamim. These are referring to the Talmid Chachamim. So the Talmid Chachamim are like the Shaddaiim, like we said before in the previous drasha, that they're like Shaddaiim because they nurse, they give out the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and they're like towers that they protect Klal Yisrael, they protect the generation. Rav Amar Ani Chayim Azu Knesset Yisrael. That's referring to Klal Yisrael as a whole. And Rashi explains over here, not by us, but the same Gemara is in Bava Basra, and Rashi explains in Bava Basra, because all of Klal Yisrael, like, makes a wall around themselves and protect themselves, that they don't do Averis, that they don't intermarry with the Goyim, and they don't do Averis. So the whole Klal Yisrael as a whole is like a wall. The Shodak and Magdalos and my Shadayim, my breasts are like towers. Elu batei knesiyos batei midrashos. That's referring to the batei knesiyos and the batei midrashos of Klal Yisrael, how they protect Klal Yisrael. Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, my d'chsiv. What does it mean that which it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Asher banenu kinetiim, our children are like these saplings, migudalim binureim, that grow in their youth, b'naisenu kizaviyos, are daughters are like Zavias, Mechutavis Tavis Hechel, and are engraved, they are carved out like the Tavis Hechel, like the form of the Hechel. So we darshan Asher Banenu Kinetiim, our sons are like Netiim, Eve Bachuri Yisrael, that's referring to the young Bachrim of Klal Yisrael, Shalei Tamu Tamchet, that they didn't yet taste the taste of Aver. I mean, just like a small sapling, it didn't yet grow in a way that it could get ruined and break. So too, they are like Netiim, that they don't yet have anything wrong with them, they don't yet have Chet. So the it's referring to the Bachuri Yisrael that didn't yet taste the Tam Chet. B'naisenu kizaviyos, our daughters are like Zavias, Elu Besuas Yisrael, these are referring to the girls of Klal Yisrael, She'oydeis Pischeim Lebalein, that they tie their Pesachim, their Pesach of their Erev for their husbands. Rashi over here has two Pshatim. Either what it means to say is they make sure that as long as they're single, they're not mezana, in order that their pesach should be tied, that they're still a besula when they marry when they get married to their husbands. Or it means to say that when they become nidos, they not agud oigdos from the lashon of tying, but rather agudos from the lashon of magid, that they tell their husbands don't be with them because they're nidos. But either way, the praise on them is that even though they have a big title to have relations, nonetheless, in the according to the first pshat, they hold it in and they're not mezana. Or according to the second pshat, they hold it in and they don't and they keep the halachas of nida. V'chein Weimer, so too it says in the pasuk umalu kemizrak kizdaviyos. This is a pasuk referring to the mizbeach, and it was full like a mizrak, like the basin where they caught the blood. because on his mizbeach it was poured onto the corners of the mizbeach. So Rashi says that the drasha is that we see over here that zavius is used in conjunction with malu, so they're full. So just like over here it's full with dam, so too the Bnei Yisrael were full with tayv and apa became. They withhold themselves, they hold back from doing averis. Tosfos says, according to the pshat, that it's nida, you could say even more, they're filled with dam, the same way that the mizrak by the corner of the mizbeach is filled with dam. Ibayis eim ha-mehachor, another lima where we can learn what zavius means, is a different pasuk. It says, mizaveinu meleim mefikim mizan alzan. So again, the same thing, it says that our corners were full from part to part. So we see again they're full of taiva or they're full of dam, like either pshat, and after begin they hold themselves back from doing averus. Then the pasuk continued, mechutavas tavin seichel, elu ve'elu, both referring to the bachuri Yisrael and the besulas Yisrael, the Jewish young boys and the young girls, malin makasa, because they're loytamu tamchet, and because they're oivus pischeim lebaleim, therefore the Torah considers it ki'ilu nivne heichel b'yameim, as if the heichel was made in their days, and that's what it means, mechutavos tavnas heichel, it's as if they carve and craft the building of the heichel. Dvar Hashem asher hoya l'Hosheya. So now, because we quoted before a pasuk in Hosheya, when we spoke about the Indian of Akala she'redufa leilich l'beis aviya, right, we quoted the pasuk of Hoya b'yayim ahunu Hashem, Tikroi ishi v'le tikroi li'ay bali, so therefore we're going to go and discuss the whole shak v'tari between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hosheya. And the pasuk says, Devar Hashem asher hoya l'Hosheya, that the word of Hashem that was to Hosheya a Navi, b'mei uziyo yoysam ochaz yechizchiyo, who was a Navi in the names of these four malachim, uziyo ha-melech, yoysam ha-melech, ochaz ha-melech, and yechizchiyo ha-melech, Melech Yehuda, the kings of Yehuda. So the Gemara explains, v'perek echad nisna budal neviim, in the same tkufa, there was four neviim that were saying nevuah to Klal Yisrael. Galo shebekulam, the greatest of all four of them was Hosheya. Shenemar, like it says, tchilas dvar Hashem b'Hosheya, the beginning of Hashem's words were to Hosheya. So the Gemara asked the obvious question, v'chi b'Hosheya dibar tchilot, the first navi that Hashem spoke to was Hosheya. There was many Nevi'im from Moshe Rabbeinu until the times of Hosheya, who was from the Tzvei Aser. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, must be, says Rabbi Yochanan, Tchila la'abas Nevi'im shenisnabu ba'isa perak, that he was the first of the four Nevi'im of that Kufa. In that Kufa there was four Nevi'im, and the greatest of them, and the one that Hashem spoke to first out of that Kufa, was Hosheya Navi. The Elohein, who are the four Nevi'im of then? Hosheya, Yeshaya, Amos, Umicha. So Amos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hosheya, Hashem told Hosheya, Anavi, Banecha Chatu, your children, Klal Yisrael, did Averis. V'hayu le'loimar, what should have Hosheya responded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Banecha Heim, they're not my children, they're your children. B'nei Chanunecha Heim, they're the children that you take passion, you have pity on. B'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the children of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Galu Rachamecha Aleihem, therefore you should roll your Rachmanus on them, and you should have Rachmanus. Lo Da'ai Shaloi Amarkach, but not only did he not say that, he didn't say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that since they're your children as well, and they're the children of the ones you loved, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, you should have Rachmanus on them. But he said the exact opposite. Amar Leflanov, he said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, the entire world is yours. So you could exchange them, if they did Averis, exchange them with a different nation. So Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to Hosheya, Ma Esa L'Zakin Zeh, what should I do to this Zakin, to this Navi over here, that instead of being Malam Tzchus HaKal Yisrael, he's saying, okay, punish them and switch them for a different nation. Now, Rashi explains that, and other Rishonim as well, that none of this is recorded in the Psukim in Sefer Hosheya. However, from the Hemshech of the Psukim over there, from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're going to see in a moment, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh Hosheya to do, we see from there that obviously, that there, why did this, it didn't come out of the blue, obviously there was some conversation beforehand between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shea Navi, and this must have been the conversation, and because Hashem said to Hashem Banecha Chatu, and Hashem, instead of being Mlamet Schus for them and davening for Rachmanos for them, said back, okay, if that's the case, Havir Be'um Acher, so that caused the response that we see in the Psukim, what Hashem commanded Hashem to do. So what did Hashem command Hashem to do? So Hashem said, I'm going to tell Hashem, Leich v'kach isha zayna, go marry for yourself a woman who's a zayna, and have children from her, so these children will be banim zununim. There's no guarantee that if a lady who has a tendency to be a zayna, so there's no guarantee that they're your children. Possibly they're your children, but possibly she was mezana, and possibly they're from someone else. And afterwards I'll say to him, Shalcha, go divorce her me'alpanecha. And we'll see if he's able to send her away. Meaning, even though she's an Isha Zayna, and even though the children are not 100% his children, nonetheless, he's going to have difficulty getting rid of her, divorcing her, and sending away the children. So, Afani Ashalach is Yisrael, so you want me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yachol, to send away Klal Yisrael, who are my children? So, from the fact that Hashem was Mitzava, like we said before, Hashem to do this, obviously that was the lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach Hashem, that means obviously this was the conversation that took place beforehand that led to this Tzivui. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, Vayemar Hashem al Hosheya, Hashem said to Hosheya, Leich kach lecha isha zenunim, go marry for yourself a woman who's a zayna, the yaldi zenunim, and have children who are from this zayna, uksiv, Vayenach vayikach as Goymer Bas Divlin. So he went and he married Goymer Bas Divlin. Why was her name Goymer Bas Divlin? Goymer, Amar Rav, so Rav says that her name Goymer, what was the significance of her name? Shakal Goymer Ba, that everybody was Goymer, Rashi says, both their bias and their tivus in her, that everybody did a bia with her, and everybody fulfilled their tivus with her. That's how much she was Mizana. Bas Divlim, Diva Ra, I mean, it wasn't only that she was a Zayna, that everybody was talking about her, how she's Mizana, but this was already a family tradition. So Divlim, according to this shot, is Lashon Rabbim. There was many Divas, I mean, she was like this way, and she came from a mother who was like this way. Shmuel Amar, what does it mean, Divlim? Shemesuka b'fiyako k'tveilo. Divlim is a lashon of tveilo, like a date. And she was mesuka b'fiyako, she was sweet in everybody's mouth to talk about her, how much time they have for her, or with her, like a tveilo, like a tveilo sweet. Everybody trampled on her, again, a lashon of bia, that they did bia with her kitvela, just like everybody steps on a dvel that would be on the floor. Davra acher, Goymer, why was she called Goymer? Amrav Yehuda, shebikshu legamar memainim shal Yisrael b'yameh, that since Klal Yisrael in those days did averis, like we saw before, so Hashem wanted to punish Klal Yisrael that all their money should be taken away, all their money should be like finished off. And that's the lashon of Goymer Bas Divlin, not referring to her personally, but rather that what the matzav of Klal Yisrael was in those days, that they were slated to be punished, that all their money should be taken away from them. Rabbi Yechon Amar, not only was a bikshu, but indeed it happened. Bazes of Begamru, the Taka, were plundered by the Goyim, and the Taka took away all their money. Shenemar, ki avdam melech haram, that the melech haram destroyed them by esimim kafar ladosh and made them like dirt that's trampled on. So continuing the psukim in Hosheya, it says Vatar, this woman Goymer Bas Divlin, she became pregnant Vatele Leibay and she gave birth to a son. Vayemar Hashem Elav and Hashem told Hosheya, Kro Shema Yisrael, name this child Yisrael, and the significance of that is Ki Oid Maat, because in a short time Upakavti of Demei Yisrael by Yisyeu. I'll avenge the blood of Israel on the family of Yehu. Vishafti Malchus Beis Yisrael, and therefore I'll destroy the Malchus Beis Yisrael. So even though the Pashup Shad in the Gemara sounds like that it's called Yisrael because of the name Yisrael that we're going to avenge the death of Yisrael, however, Rashi and Taisus both understand that it's called Yisrael, I'll shame the end result, because then it stems better with the subsequent Gemara, that the end result is going to be that they're going to be conquered and therefore go into Golus. So Yisrael is a lashon of being scattered out. Hashem's going to plant them out all over the world because they're going to go into Golus. Then Vataroid, she became pregnant a second time, Vatilu Bas, and had a daughter. Vayemalay, and Hashem said to Hosea, Krosh Malay Ruchama, name her Loy Ruchama. Because I no longer have achmonis on Klaius, so Kinosa Yasa, that I should forgive them for their Lahem, that I should forgive them for their averis. Vatavatil Ben, and then she had a third child. Vayemer Krosham Loyami, name this son Loyami, Kiatem Loyami, because you're no longer Klaius, you're no longer Manis, and then I'm no longer for you as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. After he had these three children, so then Hashem commanded Hosea, shouldn't have you learned from your Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu, that since I speak to him, so Pirish Minayisha, so therefore he separated from being married, he got rid of his wife. So Avata, I want you also to separate yourself from this wife of yours. So Hashem said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Yesh Li Banim, and I have children from her. Ve'inani Yachol Lo'tzia, I can't get send her out, I can't divorce her. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's when Hashem responded to Hosea, Uma Ata, She'ishtecha Zayno, Uvenecha Bnei Zenunim, you who are married to a lady who is a Zayno, she's not even faithful to you. And the children, because of that, are b'nei zanunim. There's no guarantee. Are the children yours? Are the children belong to someone else? And nonetheless, kach, you're this way that you don't want to send her out. So Yisrael, shehem bonai, klaiso, which are my children for sure. B'nei bechuni, and the children of the avos that I tested out. B'nei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And also, they're one of the four kinyanim that I acquired for myself in this world, in my world, which are Torah kinyan achad. Torah is one of the four kinyanim. Hashem kanoni veishes darkoi. This is the Torah speaking, and it says Hashem was kind of me, so Torah is one of Hashem's four kinyanim. Shemayim va'aretz kinyan achad. The second one is Shemayim va'aretz. Dechsev kinyan Shemayim va'aretz. Beis hamikdash kinyan achad. Dechsev harzeh konsi yeminoi. Yisrael kinyan echad, and finally Yisrael is the fourth kinyan, the siv amzu kanisa. So Klaisol, they're my children, they're the children of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. They're one of my four kinyanim. Va'ata Martin, you're going to say, have you and Bum Acharis? I should exchange them for another nation.
Is Hashem talking about the north here, Yisrael, or also Yehuda in his psukim here? Because here he's talking about scattering.
Right, meaning until now we're talking about Dafka, the Malchi Yisrael, you mean? That's what you're asking?
That's what I'm asking, yeah. Right. Or at this point, when he's saying he's using the word Yisrael.
Well, so it sounds like first Hashem told him about that the Galus first of the Malchi Yisrael. But it sounds like when he came to him and said Banecha Chatu, he was referring to Klai Yisrael as a whole. And therefore, when he did it down for him, it sounds like it was the whole Klai Yisrael.
Right, that's
true. So, Kivan Shiyada Shechata, when Hosea Hanavi realized from this whole story that he did have that he should have, instead of said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, send away Klai Yisrael, he should have down for them. So he started davening for himself to do tshuva, that Hashem should accept his tshuva that he did wrong. So instead of davening for yourself, bakash rachamim al Yisrael, daven for Klal Yisrael, shegazarti aleihem shalosh gezeiros bavurcha, that in this exchange over here between me and you, I made three gezeiros against Klal Yisrael. Number one, that they're going to be sent out to Gullus, cast out to Gullus. Number two, they're going to be Leiruchama, and number three, they're going to be Layami. So, daven for them. So, Amar Bikish Rachman, he went and he daven Rachman for Klai Yisrael. Ubatul Gzeira, and he was Mavatul the Gzeira. The Hiskel of Rachman, and instead he changed it into a bracha. Shenemar, Vahayo Mispar Bnei Yisrael Kechol Ayom, Vahayo Mokam Asher Yeyom Elohem, Layami Atem, Yom Elohem Bnei Kechoy. V'nikbitzu B'nai Yehuda, B'nai Yisrael, Yaakov and Klal, and the people of Yehuda and Yisrael are going to be gathered together, so that's the opposite of Golos. Golos is going to be, they're going to scatter it out. V'nichbetu v'sehem, that they're going to be gathered back in. So that's Mevatel, the Gzeir of Golos. Then, that which it said earlier in the Pasuk, B'machem asher, Yom Elohem Loyami, Atem Yom Elohem B'nai Kochai, so that's Mevatel, the Gzeir of Loyami. Then the Pesukim go further, and it says, "V'zerati alei be'aretz, I'll plant them in the land of in Eretz Israel. V'rechamti es loy ruchama, and I'll take rachmanis, I'll have rachmanis on the one who was previously the loy ruchama." So that's mevatel the third gzera, the gzera of loy ruchama. V'amarti loy ami, and I'll say to the ones who until now people said about them are loy ami, ami ato, that yes, you are my nation. Amar b'yechanan. Oy loy le rabbonus, woe is it to rabbonus, to authority, to being in charge, and mekaberes is bala, it causes the people who have rabbonus to be nifter quicker. She'en lechol kol navi v'navi shal dekipach arba malachim b'yom of. We see, but like we started out at the beginning of the sugya, there was four malachim, that each one, four nevi'im, that each one of them said nevuah in the tkufa of four malachim. Now, usually one malach takes over when the previous malach dies. So that means each Navi outlived four Malachim. So must be that they were Nifter quite quick, and that's because Rabbonus takes its toll, and it's Mekaberes is Baal. Shenem, like it says in the Pasuk, Chazayin Yeshayo ben Amoitz, Asher Chazal Yehuda Yushalayim, who said Nevuah on Yehuda and Yushalayim, and the end of the Pasuk is, it mentions these four kings, Bimei Uziyo, Yosem, Achaz, and Yechizkiyo, Malch Yehuda. Why was Yerovam ben Yoyosh, who's one of the Malchi Yisrael, why was he Zeichel Yimanes and Malchi Yehuda listed together with the Malchi Yehuda? Now this is not the same Yerovam as Yerovam ben Avot, this is Yerovam ben Yoyosh, but he was one of the Malchi Yisrael. Why was he Zeichel to be listed together with the Malchi Yehuda? Because he wasn't Mekabel Lashon Hara an Amos. So first the Gemara explains, Minolam the Imni, where do we see Bechlal that he was listed together with the Malchi Yisrael? Dixiv, Divar Hashem Asher Hoya Eloi Shea Ben Be'eri, Bimei Uziyah Yoysam Achaz Yechizkiyo Malchi Yehuda, in the days of these four kings who were Malchi Yehuda, Uvimei, and it was also in the days of Yerovam Ben Yoyosh Malchi Yisrael. So normally when we list the Malchi Yehuda, we don't mention the Malchi Yisrael, but over here we mention him together with the Malchi Yisrael. So, What did he do to be Zaycha for that? Must be because he wasn't a Kabbal Lashon Hara Han Amos. Uminanun de Lekiba Lashon Hara, where do we see that he wasn't a Kabbal Lashon Hara? Dechsev, Vayishlach Amatzia Koyin Beisel, Amatzia, who was the Koyin Beisel, he was the priest of Avadizara in Beisel, so he sent a message of Yerovam Melech Yisrael to Yerovam Melech Yisrael Leimor Kosha Alecha, that the Klai Yisrael of the Navi is rebelling against you. Uksiv Kikoy Amar Amos, how is he rebelling? Because so said Amos Becherev Yamos Yerovam, that Yerovam is going to get killed and he's going to die by the sword. Amar, so Yerovam Ben Yair said to himself, Chas V'Shalom Amos Yitzadik Kach, I don't believe you, Chas V'Shalom, that such a tzaddik Amos would say such a thing, would rebel against me and say that. V'im Amar, and even if he did say it, Ma'aseh lo yishchino Amos lo, even if he did say it, it's only not that he's saying it on its own, but he's only saying it as a Navi from the Shechina. And therefore, I'm not going to accept that he's rebelling against me. Amar Reb Lazar, Afidu B'Shaz Kashish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom is angry at Klal Yisrael, nonetheless, Zecher HaRachmim, he still remembers the Rachmonus that he has to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, Ki Loi Oisif Oida Rachim as Beis Yisrael. I'm no longer going to have Rachmonus on Klal Yisrael. So even though Hashem is saying how he's upset at Klal Yisrael, how he's no longer going to have Rachmonus on them, but he still mentioned the word Rachmim. And if there was a mention of Rachmim, so then that will mean that Hashem is going to remember the Rachmonus that he has to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Amar Mehaka, similar raya. It says Kinasei Esalem. Again, this is the pasuk that we quoted before that Hashem was talking to Hoshea Navi, and it says, "I'm upset at Klal Yisrael, therefore I'm going to punish them, and I'm going to send them into Golos. I'm not going to have Rachmanis on them. Kinasei Esalem. Should I forgive them?" So again, even though he was saying it, Balashim Tamiya, that I'm no longer going to forgive them, But he mentioned the fact that I discussed forgiving Klai Yisrael. So he's going to remember this thing that usually he's not say their avinus. He forgives their chatoi. The Amr of Elazar, lehikle Hakadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael. Hashem didn't send Klai Yisrael into galus amongst the nations. Elikadosh Taisu aleim gerim, in order that gerim should join on, should add on to Klai Yisrael. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, Uzirati Ali Ba'aretz, I'll plant them out, Klai Yisrael, amongst all the different lands of the world. Klum Adam Zereya Saw El Lahachnis Kamasayim, use the lashon of planting. When you plant a saw of grain, why you plant a saw of grain? Because you want it to grow and become many sign. So too, Klai Yisrael is like planted in Gullus, planted around the world, in order that they should grow bigger, that Gerim should join Klai Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon Amar Mehacha, V'richamti es lei ruchama. Rabbi Yechon says, from here, it says, V'richamti es lei ruchama, and the end of that pasuk was, V'amarti le'loi ami ami ata, like we quoted before. That means people who were originally loy ami, they were originally Goyim, now are going to become ami ata, you're going to become part of my nation, because they're going to become Gerim. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Amar Mishum Rabbi Shem Ben Yechoi, my dichsi, what does it mean that which it says in the pasuk, Al tilshan eved el adoinov, don't say lashon hara about an eved to his master, peni kalalacha, because lest the master will get upset at you, will curse you, rashamten, you'll be guilty. Uksiv, dar aviv yikal es imoy leivarach, a nation that curses his father and it doesn't bless its mother. So this pasuk seems to say how bad Klai Yisrael was, that they were a dar that was aviv kilov es imoy leivarach. So it seems to be very shver that it follows the previous pasuk. Mishum to aviv kilo yikalov es imoy leivarach, because they're that bad that they're aviv kilo, and therefore al tash, and that's why you shouldn't. That's a reason not to say lashon hara. Eved el adoinov adarav, that's a reason why they're not deserving. Ella, rather, the pasuk means it's not a because, but rather it means in spite of. Ella afilu dar. Even a nation that's that bad, that there are other Yukalvas, Imel Yivarech, nonetheless, Al Tahal Shenevet Al Adainov. Meanwhile, where do we see this? Meyeshea. Klai Yisrael was obviously bad. Hashem came to him and said, Bonechachatu, and nonetheless, he should have asked for Rachmanis on them. He shouldn't have said, Havirim Bu Macheris, like we saw from that whole story. Amar Vaishia. My deceive. Because Bizroin be Israel, that Hashem did talk about when he scattered out Klai Yisrael. So we darshan Tzedakah Asher Kadosh Baruch Hu be Israel. Hashem did a tzedakah, did a chesed with Klai Yisrael, shapizim lebein ha'umas, that he sent them and scattered them out amongst all the nations instead of putting them in goals all in one place. And like we're going to see soon, the significance of that is, since it's scattered amongst many nations, so even if one nation decides to destroy Klai Yisrael, they're not all by that nation that they should be capable of doing it. There's always a few yin here, a few yin there. They'll never be able to destroy the entire Klai Yisrael. V'hainu, and this is like the story that we're about to say, the Amalei Ahu Mina, the Rav Chanina, that one min, one happy curse said, one guy that said to Klai Yisrael, they said to Rav Chanina, Anan, Malinu Minaych, we're better than you. Sivachu, because it says about you, Ki Sheish Chadoshim Yeshiv Sham, that for 6 months we'll sit there, meaning that you're going to be all over the place in many different places, and all the Goyim are going to start up with you. Vilu Anan, Isinchu Gabon Kamashani, you're sitting here by us for many years, like Avdim and the Chumidi, and we don't start up with you, we don't destroy you. So Amar Lai, so he answered back, Ritzaycha Yitabu Lecha Talmud Echad, do you want that one Talmud should come and answer you up why you're not destroying Klai Yisrael? So he said yes, obviously. So Nitzal Rebbeishu, so Rebbeishu went to say to the men, Amar Lai, Mishum Dula Yadisu Hechi Tavdu, because the only reason why you didn't destroy us is only because you want to destroy us. It's just you don't know how to go about doing it. Because Tachlin Kulu, if you want to destroy the entire Klai Yisrael, Lesnu Gabaychu, Klai Yisrael scattered out amongst all the nations, you don't have the whole Klai Yisrael to destroy the whole Klai Yisrael. So my deika gabayhu, Elamai, you should only destroy the ones that are by you, Karuluhu Malchus HaKatiya. So then they'll call you a Malchus HaKatiya, a Malchus that cuts out part of its Malucha. I mean, Bishlam, if you're destroying the whole Kaya so you accomplish something, so it looks good for you. But if you didn't accomplish that, you didn't destroy Kaya so as a whole, so Elamai, you killed a few people, so it's Stam, you're Stam a Malchus that cuts off some of its citizens. It doesn't look good for you. And that's why you've never done anything. Amalei, so he answered back, Gapa Deroimi, he swore by the name of his Avodah Zarah, we're constantly chewing over this mashava. Every time we devise plans to do something against Kali Yisrael, this is our Shaka Vitaya. We say that we can't destroy the whole Kali Yisrael because we don't have them all by us. To destroy part of Kali Yisrael doesn't make sense because then we'll look bad, we'll look like a Malchus Ketiyah, and that's why we end up refraining, we end up not doing anything. Tani Rebchia, Maidich Siv, Elikim Haven Darko, Hashem understood the ways of Klal Yisrael, v'hu yadas mekayma, and therefore, and he knew its place. So we darshin yada Kadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael she'enim yichayim lekabel gzeres atzaris. Hashem understood Klal Yisrael was not capable of withholding or withstanding such cruel gzeres of Edom from the Malchus of Edom. The fikach, that's why Higla Yisrael lebavo instead of taking to Galus in Edom. Hashem sent them in the first goes to Babel. Ra'amar Rebbe Lazar, Le'ikul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael LeBabel, Hashem only sent Klal Yisrael to Gals and Babel, Alam Nesha Amukur Kish'oil, because it's deep, like Sha'oil, like Gehenna. And Rashi explained, this, therefore, since it's so Amuk, it's going to make that the Gula should have to come faster. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk, Mi'ad Sha'ala Eftem, I'll save them, I'll be paid to them from the hands of Sha'ol, from the hands of Ganim. Mimavis Agolim, and I'll be good to them, I'll save them from, redeem them from death. Rebchanina Amar, the reason why they were taken to Babel is Mimnesha Karv Lashonim Lashon Torah, because the Lashon that they spoke in Babel was very similar to the Lashon of the Torah. The Aramis is similar to the Lashon Kodesh, and this way Rashi explains, it will be harder for them to forget Torah, because they'll still have to be familiar with that language. The reason why they were sent to Galus in Babel is because they were sent back to the house of their mother. They were sent back to where they came from. Right? Avram Avinu originally came from Orkastim, which is in Babel, so therefore when Kaiso goes to Galus, they went back to Babel. Moshe la'adam shekalas alishtai, a moshe to a person, he gets upset at his wife, la'hecha mishagru, where does he send her back? The Beis Imon, back to her mother's house. This is like Rav Alexandri said, Amr Shleisha Chazul and Matasan, three things went back to the original place. The Elohim Yisrael, Klai Yisrael, like we just saw. Kesem Mitzrayim, the money that Klai Yisrael got from Bizas Mitzrayim, before they left Mitzrayim. And Ksav Luchos, and the writing that was written on the Luchos. Yisrael, Hadamar, and Yisrael is like we just said, that they originally came from Or Kasdim, and now that they went to Galus, they went back to Babel to Galus. Kesem Mitzrayim dechsiv ayibe shona hachamishis lemelech Rechavim, it was in the fifth year of the king Rechavim, Shlomo's son. Olo sheshach melech Mitzrayim ayushalayim, sheshach, the Egyptian king, went up for war against Yushalayim, and he plundered them, he took all their money. Ksav aluchis dechsiv v'ashabrim le'inechem, and I broke the luchos le'inechem in front of your eyes. Now, what does it mean le'inechem? So it means that it was something that you looked at. It was like a pella that happened when I broke the luchos. What was the pella? Tana luchos nishbru va'isis parches, because the luchos themselves broke, and the letters flew up to Shemayim. So because the letters went back to where they came from, to Shemayim. So that was the third thing. Ula Amar, going back to why Klal Yisrael went to Babel, another pshat why Klal Yisrael went dafka to Golos and Babel as opposed to anywhere else, is Kidei Sheyochlam Temarim, because Babel was a place that had a lot of tekalim, a lot of palm trees, a lot of date trees. This way there'll be a lot of dates for Klal Yisrael to eat, the Askabatera, so there'll be food that's cheap, and therefore they'll have an easy time getting food, and they'll be able to learn Torah, as opposed to going anywhere else where they'll have a hard time finding food, and they won't be able to spend their time learning Torah. Okay.